people tell stories as well?
Yes,
the same way?
Tall ghost stories.
Ghost stories, too. Old people is great for the ghost stories.
Well, that's one thing I never believed in was ghost stories. No such a thing as ghosts. I don't think. Do you believe in that?
No, I don't.
No.
Did you, while you were over there in Camel, I've got this thing running. I'm just save me writing things down.
Oh.
That's all right. If you don't mind, I just want to ask a couple of questions. Did you ever see the burning ship?
Yes.
You have seen it? What'd you see?
Well, I seen a big light. It just looked like a ship all lit up way off to the sea, way out to sea, about 30 miles, I suppose, or so.
Had you heard of it before you'd seen it?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've seen it in the winter, too.
In the winter?
In the ice would be all along. It'd be out, way out.
It'd be outside.
Oh, yeah, they'd seen that. But no, I don't think it is ever anything. A big light of this. Something perhaps shining on the
floor. You never heard any story connected with it, did you?
No, I never did, no.
What caused it to be burning all the time?
I don't know. What was this? They claimed it was a ship that was lost or something at a certain time there. And they seen this light after the burning ship. That was what it was meant. It caught fire or something. It was lost anyway. That's what I heard them say.
Well, I've never seen it myself, but I've talked to all kinds of people who have.
Yes.
Yeah. Up that part of the country, you'd get lots of people that would tell you about seeing it, you know.
Mrs. Coughlin, or Mrs. Cousins, her husband said that he'd seen it.
Oh, yes.
Elbridge, you were there, were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there 7 or 8 years ago, I guess.
Oh, that long.
Yes.
He was very deaf.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, did you get any songs or anything from her?
She knew some songs.
I bet she would.
But she was a very nice singer.
Yeah.
Yes, Mary was a nice singer.
And you must have, let me once again.